Hi, welcome to the Disciple Making Podcast. My name is Catherine Ron, and I work in operations for Impact Discipleship Ministries. And with me is Alan Murray. He is on our Crossroads staff here. And Pastor Ken Adams, he is the founder and director of Impact Discipleship Ministries. How are y'all doing today?
Doing awesome. Glad to be here.
Good. Well, one part of my job that I really love is marketing the new content that we have. And we just put out something very special, which is really different than what we usually do with Impact, because it's based on a marriage study. So that's really exciting, and that's what we wanted to talk about today.
Yeah, and again, it is good to be joining you again. And this is really where we just talk all things disciple making and talk about how disciple making works in the church and everything. And so I'm excited about today because, like Catherine said, is that we're talking about something that is very much a part of disciple making, but we don't talk about it a whole lot. And it's one of those things a lot of people don't even think about sometimes. And that is that disciple making actually involves not just discipleship, but it involves evangelism and discipleship. And so they're kind of like two oars in the water, right? They're kind of like two wings of an airplane. And so you got to have both. And so so one of the things that we do at Impact, and that we're doing actually here in our church, is that we've started a concept called a discovery group. And a discovery group is a small group that is designed for outreach. And so we're trying to connect with those people that are far from God, those people that are seekers. Maybe they know God, or they're just not connected to church. But our goal is that we go out into a neighborhood. We invite people not from our church, but people from the neighborhood to come to a small group that is based on a felt need. It can be a marriage group, it can be a parenting group, it can be a financial group, it can be something to deal with work. There's a lot of different opportunities. Mm-hmm. But we go into a neighborhood, we invite people in that neighborhood, and then over the period of anywhere from 5 to 6 weeks, our goal is we try to pour into them, invest in them, but we're also trying to develop relationships. Mm-hmm. And those relationships, we're praying, we're hoping, will lead to Christ conversations. And then at the end of that group, we've started a connection that might lead to them coming to Christ, or them becoming a part of our church, or that now we can help move them into a discipleship relationship. Mm-hmm. So the reason I've asked Catherine and Alan to be a part of our podcast is because they have both just, mm-hmm. in fact, just have led discovery groups in their neighborhoods, in their community, that were based on the topic of marriage and how to have a healthy marriage. So, so I wanted us to just come today and let you hear in real time what that was like and what it looked like. And by the time we finish today, here's what I hope will happen, is that we can help you start some of these groups in your area where you are. And we'll tell you more about how you can get some of the materials and curriculum, because we'd love to come alongside of you and help you with that. So, Catherine, let's start with you. You guys had a group in your neighborhood, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so, just tell us kind of how it started, what it was like, and really just kind of how did you get it going?
Okay. Well, I knew I wanted to facilitate a group, but I really didn't know how. And I found out through some church friends that somebody else lived in my neighborhood that goes to Crossroads, and they wanted to do it too. So I was like, well, great. It would be great to co-lead with someone. So we met for dinner one night. We talked about our family, friends, jobs. We really got to know each other. And before we left that night, we had to make a plan. So we walked out of the restaurant and we decided, let's make a quick video. So we made a video just introducing ourselves and talking about the marriage study, what we called a discovery group marriage study. And we made a quick video and we took a few pictures of ourselves as the couples so that we could plan it out and space it out on our Facebook page of our neighborhood so that we can just say something a little bit bit different each week leading up to that point. And we try to keep it really light. Like I brought one of my descriptions today, like maybe the first one said marriage discovery group, and it had our video with our quick introduction. It says, whether you've been married 5 years or 55 years, whether things are going amazing or feeling a little bumpy, this group is for you. Mm-hmm. It's a chance to connect with other couples, share, laugh, and pick up some practical tools to make your marriage even stronger. So we probably posted for 3 or 4 weeks, and I would change up the wording, maybe a video, maybe a picture, maybe a flyer. And that's how we all got it started. And we eventually had people contact us and wanted to be in the group. But here's the part that we had to change. Initially, we thought having kids and pets would be a big hurdle for us in our home. So we thought, let's use the clubhouse in our neighborhood. But what I found was when our starting date came, it was always something. It was probably 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. We could not get everybody to commit on that date. Mm-hmm. And then finally I said, you know what? I'm gonna change it. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna change the day we meet, and I'm gonna have people in my home. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And as soon as I made mm-hmm. that change, and that's what you recommend anyway, right. but as soon as right. I made that change, people were ready to come. Yeah. So there's something very special about yeah. people good. Having, hanging out in your kitchen and having yeah. snacks. And that's where the conversations
cool.
really
that's cool.
start.
And one of the beauties of these groups is that a lot of times people are more willing to come to a home mm-hmm. before they'll mm-hmm. come to a church service, right?
Absolutely.
Alan, tell us a little bit about how it all happened for y'all.
Well, ours is a little bit of the same. We were thinking about having one in our home, in our neighborhood, but we knew that our church was already starting two or three that were already in our neighborhood. About that time, we were approached by another couple from Crossroads that said, you know, hey, we're starting a group. And I had a relationship with the husband, and our families knew each other and everything. So it was kind of a natural fit. We were coming alongside of them, and it wasn't in our neighborhood. It was in their neighborhood, which was a little different. So the way we approached is we got together. We prayed about it. We said, okay, how do we want it to look? Who can we invite and those kind of things? Because the hard part's inviting people, because mm-hmm. you're going to get some rejection and that kind of thing, but you just keep asking and keep asking, and that's mm-hmm. the key. Mm-hmm. It's just like anything else. But we ended up meeting at their home. We had three couples that came, and they were very open to it. So it was a little bit different in the fact that we were originally going to you know, maybe meet offsite or somewhere, but in the home was the perfect mm-hmm. solution for mm-hmm. us.
I agree.
Yeah, that's cool. And so so you had folks that were just from the neighborhood that weren't a part of our church that
correct.
Showed up. And same for you
mm-hmm.
too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's really the goal, and that's the target. We're just trying to connect with people that are unchurched or unsaved, that are far from God. I mean, it is a great way to connect with people in the community and to do outreach. But when you started this group, so you didn't have to figure it all out. You didn't have to develop the Bible study. You didn't have it, and it's actually not even, it's based on biblical principles, but mm-hmm. it's not like a Bible study. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to create the content, because we've created that for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell
right.
us a little bit about how, what did you have available and what did you use?
Sure. Well, you've created two different things for each group leader. So you've got the regular book that everybody that would in the group would have, and then you have this facilitator's guide as well. So my husband and I, we would take the facilitator's guide. It would just give you a few extra ideas and notes to read over before you hosted your group that night. But it's just really easy. When I first saw it, I loved how it was, it's not overwhelming. It's nicely laid out. You start your meeting each week with just a quick video, and it's a short introductory video that Pastor Ken and his wife does, and it's optional. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to, but it was an amazing way to start it off. I thought it was good. Mm-hmm. And then really, it's only 2 pages. Mm-hmm. It's only just 2 pages of notes, mm-hmm. and it's just laid out so well, and the main points, and we told people to read over it before they came, but we also went through it together as well. Mm-hmm. And then lastly was the group questions, which I thought y'all did a really great job, because mm-hmm. they turned out to be very open-ended, and people mm-hmm. really would, mm-hmm. they really wanted to share, right. and we really got into yeah. some deep stories sometime.
Yeah, that's cool. So it is information based, but it's very relational. So it's not it's not a class. It's a discussion time, right? Mm-hmm. And so so it is a lot of interaction and the video, the booklet, and all that kind of stuff. That just kind of helps you tee it up, right? Kind of set it up. Mm-hmm. So your experience the same?
Pretty much. What we did was we greeted the people at the door and got them very comfortable, and it gave them the opportunity to open up and. The material guided us through it, and the questions that were asked were that we asked them, we asked each other, we just discussed those things, and it was amazing to watch them find out about themselves. And in our group, we had one couple that had been married for 10 years, mm-hmm. and then everyone else was over 25 years. Mm-hmm. So it was the material helped them to see things and hear things about each other, say mm-hmm. things about each other, but hear how other couples kind of relate to those same, you know, questions and where they are in that season of life. So it was very good. It was a very good guide for us to just keep the conversations going. And what I found out was after, you know, we greeted them and we kind of got to know each other, this became just a great segue into where we wanted to go, and it opened up the doors for us to speak truth and not just about, you know, how their, you know, how our marriage is, it's impacted our marriage, but how it's going to impact theirs as well.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Mm-hmm. So it's great material.
That's good stuff, man. So so both of you guys have pretty much finished your groups or mm-hmm. sort of the end of it, and so now looking back, so let me just start with Alan. Start with you. So What was it that you would say, what were some of the things you take away? Was there anything that surprised you? Was there anything you said, I thought this really was worked better or different than what I expected?
I was surprised at how much people opened up and how comfortable they were speaking about themselves. And they didn't know, I don't think anyone in the room knew me except for the other couple, mm-hmm. and me and my wife, Becky. So it was amazing how relaxed they were, how open they were to speak about marriage, to say, hey, we want to get better. We had a few guidelines, you know, that I don't know if every other group does this, but one of them was, you know, what's said in the room stays in the room, mm-hmm. No condemnation. And the bigger one for us, because my wife and I try and model this, is we want to make sure we're honoring our spouses at all times. Okay, you know, it's if we say something, you know, we want to make sure it's elevating our spouses, not, you know, not cutting them down. Mm-hmm. So that was a model for us, and we realized that there was some of that going on in the beginning, but we wanted to be a healthy model of what marriage was if we're going to teach a course or facilitate a course on what a healthy marriage is.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So, but the bigger thing for me was how receptive they were and the camaraderie that was exchanged inside those groups. It was amazing.
That's cool. And again, this is something that people connect with, that that you get an opportunity to meet with folks outside of the church that wouldn't maybe experience that. Mm-hmm. You don't experience that coming to a series on marriage, man. Right. It's a very different thing. Now, how about you? Because you had some similar experiences, and anything that surprised you, anything that you walked away from saying, you know, this was different than what I thought it might be.
Yeah, I really didn't know what to expect because the people in my group, even the people we co-led with, I did not know them. Everybody in my group was complete strangers. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about starting a group with complete strangers, and that's a little nerve-wracking. I remember before the people first walked in, my husband and I, we were in the kitchen, and we were like, he was like, we better pray about this. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Because it was a little nervous to have strangers in my home, but it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing how that first night was strangers, and we had that introductory section that I love how you put that in that book that provided us that opportunity. Mm-hmm. And we just talked and got to know each other. Mm-hmm. And we went from strangers to friends to having very vulnerable, intimate, I mean, conversations where people just really wanted, they were raw. They were really honest.
Yeah, that's good.
And so it's amazing that you can take a group of strangers and build that relationship and get to that point.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that is cool. And so, you know, I just think that this is really an untapped opportunity for a lot of churches that, I mean, you know, just about every church that I connect with, they want to see people come to know Christ. They want to reach people that are not connected to a church and not connected to Christ. And honestly, this is, I mean, it takes a little time, takes a little energy takes a little commitment, but it's such a non-threatening, easy way to share Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you guys have had, you know, experiences just recently, but the cool thing is that we've been doing these for probably over 20 something years, and I've done a number of different groups in homes and in with couples in different neighborhoods, and almost every single time that I've ever done them, there's always been some sort of tangible fruit or tangible result. Either somebody's come to Christ, or somebody it's helped somebody's marriage, or they have started coming to our church. And so, so you guys are gonna, now that your groups are done, what comes next? I mean, you got some opportunities or follow up or connections?
Well, we've committed to doing two per year. So okay. I think the next one we do, I'm not sure if it'll be marriage or not, but we're committed to the process of disciple making, but we're committed to the process of these discovery groups because they are so fruitful. They are, they're a very laid back way to get people to come and build relationships right there in your own home. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the key to everything, is making sure that you're in your home, and you're providing a safe environment for those people, because it doesn't matter what you're teaching. It's the relationship, and the word goes through the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. And you're going to do some follow up with your guys as well,
right? We still have our bonus session to do, which is we're going to have a cookout too. But it's so great though, because these people were in my neighborhood and now they're our friends. So now we have friends that we can go over and eat pizza with on Saturday night. But I just wanted to say too, you mentioned seasons earlier. You know, the thing about this is I could do this. You know, you're talking about maybe doing different ones, but you could do this almost every year. Mm-hmm. Because I think about the people in my group, if you kind of related our Christian life to the seasons like fall, winter, summer, spring, everybody is in just a different season. Mm-hmm. And every time you go through this, you'll be in a different season. But people could help each other no matter what.
Yeah.
And if you feel like you're in a winter and you're going through a hard time, and maybe some people were, there's always going to be some people in that spring season, and they're there. We had so much encouragement in our group, so much encouragement. And so you can do it every year, but it'd just keep on changing. Yeah. You'll get so much out of it.
Yeah. So you don't have to be a marriage counselor to do it.
No.
You don't have to be a pastor to do it.
No.
You don't have to be theologically trained to do it. You just got to be committed to doing it, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
So, Catherine, you know, your role here at Impact, you kind of help with some of the resources and helping people connect with that. So if people wanted to try doing some discovery groups like this, how can they get that material? What do they need to do in order to be able to get some of the videos and some of the booklets?
Right. So we already have this available on at our store now at impactdisciples.com. So if you purchase, when you purchase, you'll get the facilitator's guide, and then you'll just have the regular book for the participants as well. And then you will get all the videos on YouTube. And that's on our website right now, already ready to go.
Right.
Awesome.
And that's Impact Disciples.
Impactdisciples.com.
And I also want to say this too, you know, we are so committed to doing this that, man, there's a small suggested donation for the resources, but we will in no way allow finances to keep anybody from getting this material. So if you have a special need or you're in a difficult situation, just let us know. We'd love to help you figure out how we can make these resources available to you. I also just mentioned that I've been able to just in the last month or a couple months, I've been doing sort of a very different discovery group. We don't have any resources or curriculum, but I've been going into a construction company, and they invite in all their different employees and their subcontractors and all this. And there's about 25 people that show up kind of every other week. And I go in, they feed them biscuits, and I go in and I just share for the last couple of weeks. I've talked about how to improve your relationships, how to improve your finances, how to improve your emotional life, and how to improve just your life management. And so what it's doing is it's given us an opportunity again to sort of get into the marketplace to same concept, establish mm-hmm. relationships, make connections that we have, hopefully follow-up conversations mm-hmm. and gospel conversations as a result. So let me just tell you, if you're wanting to reach people for Christ, this is a great opportunity. In my mind, it is red hot. And so we just want this podcast to be an encouragement to you, to help you, to get you to hear real-time, real-life examples of what it looks like. It is a great opportunity. We'd love to help you with that. But I also tell you that we've got some cool things coming up for Impact Ministries in the next couple months. In fact, we have a big event happening in January. It's really an annual conference that we do. We call it the Leadership Summit. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, everybody knows our Disciple Making Summit will be coming up January 30th and 31st, and it's really going to be jam up this year. We are going to have four main sessions this year instead of three. We're going to have 27 breakout sessions mm-hmm. instead of 18. And speaking of breakout sessions, because of the Healthy Marriage series, we did have someone new coming in this year, and this is the first time ever we're gonna have a breakout about marriage and mentoring, and it's Mark and Nancy Lindgren. So they're gonna be here, and they're gonna do three breakout sessions for the summit. She's the founder of More Mentoring, and their breakout is gonna be called Couples Created for Connection, The Power of Marriage Mentoring. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. That's just a different route that we're taking this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Registration is open, right?
Registration is open, so, impactdisciples.com. Yeah. And after you register, you'll be able to go ahead and sign up for your breakouts. And there's three this year to sign up for. So I would just go ahead and get in there, sign up for your breakouts, and you know you got your first choice.
Yeah, fantastic. So thank you guys for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for sharing what you've experienced. And so just a reminder, if you can share this podcast with other people, I think it can help a lot of churches. If you will, just like it, let us know other things that you want to hear about disciple making. Man, just shoot us an email. Let us know about some of the questions or things that you might want to know about. And we'd love to share with you the things that we're learning. That's basically what we're doing. It's just sharing with you the things that we're learning. So thank you so much for joining us. And we can't wait to see you again next time.